right, we're officially rolling, ladies and gentlemen. It's none other than your boy J Omega.
It's your boy Sayer.
And we on another episode of the Officially Street Podcast.
It's a little bonus episode.
It's a bonus episode, a little fan bros edition, if you will. Fan right. bros, please don't sue us.
Hey, we're just fans, all right?
But we were going to talk about this on the episode that you're going to hear on Friday, but we didn't get a chance.
Yeah, it just ended up being a dope conversation that we had and just, I don't know, felt like it would have been out of place if we would have did this anyway.
Yeah, we ended up having a special guest. You'll see who it is at the end of the week. But so we decided to just go ahead and take out some time and do a separate show just for The Walking Dead. And we think y'all are going to enjoy it. Our real fans of The Walking Dead will enjoy it. Season 6, episode 3.
Thank you. Whew. It was a rough episode, man.
It was OD rough.
It was a rough episode.
It was OD rough. First of all, if y'all haven't seen episode 3 of The Walking Dead, I'm not giving y'all a spoiler alert.
Just turn the shit off.
You shouldn't have clicked this.
Yeah, just turn it off.
So no spoiler alert for y'all.
If you don't want the episode to be ruined for you, listen, we won't be mad. Turn it off. Go watch the episode and then come back to it.
Anyway.
Just a heads up.
Anyway, my man Glenn, man. God damn it.
We're going to start it off with Glenn already?
God damn it, man. We have to.
Oh, man.
We have to. All
right, man. If y'all saw the episode, oh my goodness. Like, Jay and I, like, I was a little bit behind when the show was on. So Jay was just like, yo, son, just be prepared.
Yo.
And I'm like, I knew something bad was going to happen, but not Glenn, man. Like,
my man Glenn.
Yo, like, I have a few things. Like, we're going to get into it. I have a few ideas. I don't want to say that he's dead. I don't want to say that. I don't want to believe that he's dead.
I don't want to believe that he's dead either.
Because think of all the times that he's been in a situation that he survived. You know what I mean? And so he's always just been the dude that survived. You know what I mean? And like, now to see this, we're just like, nah, like he got to be doing something. Like, something has to happen. He has to survive this.
I think if anything, if he's not alive, we're going to see him as a walker later.
Yeah, they
said
that.
Here's the problem. Let's start over. Let's start with the beginning of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't even.
It starts, we hear that damn horn.
Okay. We hear the horn, and now we're from the perspective of Rick and his group. Okay. Yeah. I kind of remember it now. There wasn't too much going on aside from the fact that Rick, Michonne, Glenn, and the rest of the group from Alexandria, including Doc Dre, were kind of running around trying to get back to Alexandria and figure out what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick pulled Michonne to the side pretty much right away and was like, listen, everybody ain't going to make it.
Do what you got to do.
Somebody is not going to make it. So y'all just got to make it.
Yep.
And I could tell that Michonne is kind of like, damn, you know, I don't know if I want to go this route. Like, I don't know if I'm where Rick is at right now. Mindset wise.
Yeah.
And I don't think Glenn is there either. Glenn is the type that's gonna ride for whoever he's with.
Mm-hmm.
And Michonne is becoming that person too. Cause remember, Michonne from two seasons ago, whenever she was actually introduced, she was all about herself.
Yeah.
Now she's become the character that is all about survival, but everyone's survival.
I mean, look what she did when she pulled I don't remember this dude's name, but look what she did when she pulled Dr. Dre to the side.
Yeah, she let him know, like, listen, I'm here for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not only here for me. And Dr. Dre was like, man, I heard what Rick said. He said that, you know, not everybody's gonna make it. I gotta look out for my people. And she's like, listen, if there's a problem, let me know, because I'm looking out for your people too.
Yeah.
I just feel like, yo, these episodes are what made The Walking Dead. Because, like, yo, when they got caught up in that convenience store and all of those walkers started coming, and she was like, they're coming, the herd is on the way. It's like, yo, these are the episodes that made The Walking Dead The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the series, it was all about, oh shit, we gotta get away from these walkers. We're afraid of walkers.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to a point where it was like,
The walkers was just there.
The walkers was just there, and it was like
they were too killed here and there.
Yeah, just, it was like they were too easy to kill, and it was more about other actual people being the problem.
Yeah,
and now I think we back to the origin, mm-hmm. and we kind of also intertwined in the new life of The Walking Dead too. Yeah. It's both humans, living people coming after you, mm-hmm. the wolves, and we also have now a crazy abundance of walkers, enough to really scare these motherfuckers. Yep. Like everybody,
yo, it was crazy. Everybody when they looked outside,
scared. Yo, everybody's scared. Like Rick was scared when he was in the RV.
Yeah,
let's save that one. Let's keep on track. So originally, I think Michonne, what was the whole point of Michonne and everybody going to that town again? They were trying to find a car. They were trying to find a car. I think they were trying to figure out a way to attract the walkers away from Alexandria.
Yeah.
So Rick and Nick went to set a building on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michonne and Doc Dre and them were, what were they doing?
I think they were just like nursing the people that were hurt. Because remember, they were there with the girl.
There was a chick that snapped her ankle.
Yo, she twisted her ankle. Yo, Dr. Dre can get mad all he wants. His people are weak.
It's a nigga that got shot in the leg.
Because the other man was a pussy. He got scared when the walkers came around. And he was just letting shots off and shot his own mans in the leg.
And then the other dude got bit in the back of his neck.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of, honestly, it was a lot of unfortunate losses in this episode.
Well, I think they were expendable. They said on the Talking Dead, they were expendable,
but it's also sad when they die those ways.
Yeah.
We haven't seen people really die the way people are dying now since Noah. And even before that, we really hadn't seen too many death by walkers in a long time. Yo, like death by walker hasn't happened.
Yeah, the dude that got bit in the back when they caught up to him, when he was like up against the fence and it was just like him and Michonne, that might be up there with Noah's death, man. Like, yo, they were...
It's close.
They were like shoving him into the gate. Yeah. So like imagine getting your face mushed into the gate.
And getting just eaten up.
And then these niggas is just eating you up. That was rough.
It was rough. And it really was. He had the letter that he wrote for his wife.
Yeah.
And Michonne didn't want to take it because she was promising him like, yo, you're going to get home.
Yeah.
And I think it's really sad that he wasn't able to get that letter to his wife. And even if he wanted to at that point, like now he's dead. Michonne can't grab the letter. So I just feel like it's really unfortunate, like some of the deaths that happened. So let's talk about, so we know that he died. We know the chick died that snapped her ankle. She told him, she was like, yo, just run. She couldn't run with them.
I would have really off myself.
She let off as she could. But yeah, I'd have off myself too. I would have just real quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, as I was letting off on the walkers, I would have thought about it and said, you know what?
No, I can't.
So we know she got. We know the dude, the husband got, the one that got bit in the neck. Did the dude that shot himself in the leg, he's alive, right?
He didn't shoot himself. He got shot.
He
survived, but he's not looking too good either. They showed him at the end of the episode. I mean, everybody looked exhausted, but he just looked like he been through it.
Everybody's on their last leg. What about Daryl branching away periodically from Abraham and Shorty?
I think when Rick said that, you know, it's not about us, it's about them.
Yeah.
It kind of snapped back.
Yeah. He was like, you know okay.
Because I think at the moment, Daryl went back to like, yo, this is my group. I want to be there for my group.
And wasn't thinking
about the people in Alexandria.
Yeah.
So that's why he probably took off. He's like, yo, I'm going to go look out for my man, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when Rick said that, you know what I mean? They don't show when he turns around, but I think like right when Rick said that, he probably
was going back. Like,
and then, what's her name? Was just like, oh yeah, right, Daryl? Like real sarcastic. Yeah,
because he was gone already.
Yeah. He was already gone.
He was gone. And I think, the whole thing about Rick is, even though Rick is really, he doesn't care about a lot of the natives of Alexandria, I think at the same time, he is trying to take actions that are in the best interest of everyone.
Yeah, I think what he wants is just for everybody to just live a normal life now. You know what I mean? Like, he don't want to like worry about walkers and all that stuff. Like, that's the whole point of getting them away from the town.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, of course you're gonna come across your like walker here and there, but like you don't have to worry about like a big herd of them coming and attacking the town. I think he just wanted to be as normal as possible. As crazy as Rick is right now, I still think that he's thinking of the bigger picture and wants to like, all right, I just want to live a normal fucking life. Especially at the end when he pulls out the baby food.
Yeah.
Like something that's like, yo, I'm doing this for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think honestly, Rick is at the point where he doesn't know, like, he doesn't know the difference between needs, like needing to do certain things like kill walkers or, you know, scavenge for any type of rations or food mm-hmm. and material and wanting to do it. Like, yeah. I feel like Rick, excuse me, feels like he needs to take certain actions that he's taking, and other people in the show feel like it's not necessary. Like, everything that he's trying to set up is not necessary. And I think he's losing grasp on what is a necessity and what is his personal wants. Yeah. Like, he feels like, man, I want to make sure that, you know, this whole place is barricaded. I want to make sure that everybody knows how to shoot and everybody knows how to survive. And there's some people that's just like, look, man, there's going to be people that can't shoot. There's going to be people, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We got to protect them. Mm-hmm. And Rick is just like, fuck protecting people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think he's thinking of the strong survives, basically.
He is. And it's sort of true. Mm-hmm. It's not sort of true. It is true. Yeah. I mean, in the point of the series that we're at now, the strong survive. But is it only the strong, though? Is it the strong-minded, too? Because if you look at somebody like Morgan, he's strong and he's skilled and he knows how to fight. But at the same time, right now, he's acting really naive. And he wasn't really a part of this episode, but he kind of was subliminally.
He was responsible for, like, especially what happened at the end. The wolves jumped out on Rick. Think about it. The first thing we see is this dude let off.
Yep.
He's letting off shots. And it's like, and I'm wondering, and you know, in the back of my mind, I'm wondering if he's going to be like, y'all wonder where he got the gun. Sure, there's guns everywhere, but I'm wondering if he's going to be like, you know, yo, did he take a gun when y'all were in town? Like, are y'all aware that he took a gun? And then it's going to be like, well, Morgan let him go. You know what I mean?
I don't think Rick is going to know to think that they didn't have a gun because everybody has guns.
But no, think about it. Remember, and they made it a point that they were like, yo, they don't have guns. Remember last episode, they were like, they don't have guns.
No, but Rick wasn't there for that.
But now he's going to go there and I'm sure they're going to talk about what happened. Talk. And so they're going to be like, yo, all they had was, you know, like machetes and knives and all that. And he's going to be like, yo, wait a minute. This dude had a gun.
Yep.
Like, yo, where did he get this gun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did he have this gun?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And so then it's going to be like, yo, I don't know. And it's going to be like, Morgan is going to be like, oh, well, I let him go. Is Morgan going to step up and be like, well, I let him go and I did see him take the gun. And Rick is going to be like, yo, why the fuck did you let him leave with the gun?
I don't know.
We don't know. Again, I'm thinking about the future, but I'm thinking of shit that we have to think about. Like, yo.
I feel like... The whole Morgan thing, is he going to be there much longer before trying to go off on his own again?
I think so. The reason why is I think because it looks like next episode is going to be, even though it's a 90-minute episode, I think it's predominantly going to be about Morgan. And I'm wondering if we're going to see Morgan break down because they show, like, it looks like they're doing, again, flashbacks. And I think we're going to see why he is the way he is now. But I'm also wondering if it's going to be like, all right, Morgan knows that he has to do this to survive now. Is he going to do this? Is something going to happen that's going to make him snap and go back to how he was before? Or is it just going to be like, all right, I can't take this no more. I'm going to leave. I survived without you guys. I'll survive on my own. Again, we don't know. We might see it next episode.
I'm hoping we do. But speaking of 90 minute episodes, I was talking to somebody at work about this. Actually, it wasn't at work. I was talking to my friend Jordan on Snapchat, actually. And I was thinking about something that you said, like, yo, is this going to be the last season of The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Because what she was saying was, nah, they can't do that. They would have announced it. They would have said, you know, this is the last season. But I also mentioned, I said, look, they might wait until like the last three episodes. And when they promote those last three episodes, they might be like, and now the final three episodes of the series. Like, and then people are going to go into a frenzy. But the reason I'm feeling that way is because, yo, it's like they're having their second 90 minute episode within three episodes. Yep. It's like, yo, it's unheard of. Like, I understand the season premiere being 90 minutes. It's like, oh, yes, they're giving us a little bit extra. Yes, that's great. Mm-hmm. Then they have an explosive second episode of the series. Explosive.
Uh-huh.
And you're thinking to yourself, this early and they popping off like this?
Yeah.
Then the third episode, we lose a main character this early.
Yep.
And then you're trying to tell me the fourth episode is going to be another 90-minute episode?
The way that they ended this episode.
Oh, my God. Rick. Yo, it's like you don't know what to expect. Exactly. Let's talk about first.
Real quick, before you get into this, there's one thing I want y'all to think about. Remember, they cut the seasons in half. So maybe they're going to be like, remember, because like they'll start up again in like February.
Well, they cut seasons?
Yeah, they do that every year.
No, but is this season six part two?
No, I think this is just season six.
They had two parts of season five.
Yes.
I don't think they had two parts of season four, did they?
I don't remember. I always thought that was the trend. Like
season one was only six episodes.
Yeah.
Season two was its own season, I think. Uh-huh. But season three, I don't remember. And season four, I don't remember. I know for a fact season five was split.
I think four was split as well.
Maybe four and five
were split. We'll have to look that up. But the fact is like, all right, let's say they're going to split this season. Maybe when they come back, they're going to be like the final six episodes.
Yeah, you
whatever
never
the
know.
Case
you
may
never
be.
Know. They might.
So they might not be saying it right now.
So season like in totality, like this might be the last full 12 episodes, like the last full season.
Yep. It's a lot to think about. Like, all right, if y'all didn't see, well, matter of fact, do you want to get into what you were saying? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nah, I wanted to talk about, I wanted to get into this whole Glenn thing because I do want to talk about Rick afterward.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to talk about the Glenn thing because I feel like that was the most impactful part of the episode.
Yeah.
And so actually, even before that, what do we know about this JSS girl?
Not much, because we only met her once they got to Alexandria.
Because she left.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where she is right now and if possibly she might have been caught up by the wolves.
That's a damn good question.
I'm only wondering.
But she always does that, though. If you remember, she always just up and leaves and then just comes back. And then she'll up and leave again and come back. So it's not like this is something new.
No, it's not. It's not. The only reason I'm wondering is because it seems awfully fishy that there were that many walkers in that town. Because I know the wolves have walkers on deck of their own.
I know where you're going.
And it was in a similar town like that. And I'm just wondering if the walkers were somehow tipped off that they were going to be there.
The wolves.
The wolves, I mean. The wolves, I'm sorry. Incredible Hulk's are sneaking up on me.
Oh, damn, Jay.
Jay,
real quick, you do this every fucking time we talk about it. Yo, people praise Jay for this. Yo, this nigga be prophesizing.
Nah,
and making you
I'm
think
really,
about shit.
I'm really
I
thinking
didn't even
like
think about that.
Like, how the fuck was there so many walkers there?
Yeah.
Like, it's uncanny the amount that were there. And I'm
how
like,
how the fuck did they get in there in the first place?
Exactly, but it makes me remember, like, yo, the wolves have mad walkers on deck, and they did this in the last season. They let them off and then they called them all back. I don't know. I wanted to just throw that out there. I don't know.
Damn it, Jay.
I just wanted to throw that out there. But
and another thing, when they left last episode, they went through like just like a regular opening.
They went through exactly. Yeah.
How the fuck did they get in? Because that shit is like all like look in the first episode when Dr. Dre pulls up and they're like, this shit is locked. It's locked.
Oh, yeah, everything's locked
just,
down.
It's not like it's just some shit that just slides.
Everything's
open.
Locked down. How did they get in?
So how did they get? Oh my God, Jay.
But did you hear the chick, the JSS girl in the last episode too? This is another reason why I mentioned this. Because in the last episode, she was like, yeah, there's too many openings here. You can't protect this whole place.
That's how
we were able to. And then Carl cut her off. What do you mean that's how we were able to? Yeah. Who's we?
Yeah,
because she came there by herself.
Yep. Who's to say that she didn't meet them while she was just trying to...
This is what I'm saying, because she said, this place has too many openings. It's not... You can't protect it.
Uh-huh.
That's how we were able to... No. Don't say anything. And I'm thinking to myself... Wow. She wasn't shook at all.
Nah, she wasn't.
She was walking around like it was nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just
right.
It's just odd. Like she I have a feeling that she's gonna become a bigger part of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
But
wow.
Yeah, I have a feeling she's gonna become a bigger part of the story. But
Flex dropped the bomb. God damn it, Jay.
But
shit.
Anyway, uh-huh. Let's talk about Glenn. Let's talk about Nick.
Yeah.
His bitch ass. The background, man. Nick tried to kill Glenn. First of all, he's been a sucker. He got Noah killed.
Yep.
Right. Glenn was like, you motherfucker. Then Nick tried to kill Glenn.
Yep.
Again, Glenn was like, you motherfucker, but he didn't kill him.
Yeah.
Nick, they spoke about this in
The Talking Dead.
Nick, Glenn, sorry, has yet to kill a human.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because now that I think about it.
I didn't think about that either.
Now that I think about it, he hasn't.
He hasn't.
Had to kill a human yet.
He'll
fuck you up.
Yeah.
But really crazy that he hasn't had to kill a human yet. I wonder if that is a downfall of his or if it's something to be respected about him. Because at the same time, look at Morgan.
Yeah. Because he's trying to do that.
He's trying not to kill humans either, but we don't really respect him for it. We're like, you motherfucker, you should have, you know what I mean? But we're respecting Glenn for it. So where do we place him in between?
But then, you know what? It's kind of like, he took a loss. Because you know what? If he would have offed this Nicholas dude.
He would have never had to worry about this shit.
Exactly.
He would have never had to worry about this shit.
So it's kind of like, yo, this shit caught up with you finally, bro.
And it's really sad because... So the whole Nick and Glenn situation, Glenn kind of took Nick under his wing and said, look, because of what you did, we don't even got to talk about it, but you're going to fucking listen to everything I say. Yep. You're going to do what I say, and you're not going to fucking ask me no questions.
You know what's crazy is, and Glenn put so much trust in this dude. Like, you notice, like, throughout the whole episode, he was like, oh, you're familiar with this town?
Yeah.
All right, let us know where we have
to
go.
Take me around.
And then dude was panicking, and Glenn was always like, yo, Nicholas, what are we doing?
Yeah, Glenn still had confidence in him. And he was like, yo, where are we going? Like, three or four times he had to snap him back to reality. Like, yo, Nicholas.
What are we doing?
Hello. Yeah, and Nick was just like, oh, all right. And Glenn kind of understood what was going on, I think. But it had already been too far gone.
Yeah.
Like, they needed a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, all right, we're going to burn this feed building down. And the shit was already burned down.
Yeah.
Then it's like, fuck. So now it's Glenn and Nick on their own, having to run around and figure something else out. And it's just like, when they got caught in that alleyway, man, by that dumpster, it was, yo, when all of those walkers started coming and they started shooting... I said to myself, all right, the gunshots are going to attract more walkers. Anytime somebody shoots a gun, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, you think to yourself, this is going to attract walkers.
Yeah.
So they shoot. They empty their clips. I said to myself, it is fucking over.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw the amount of walkers that were coming, and I automatically went into like denial. I went into sadness. I'm like, it's over for these guys, man.
But you know what? For me, at the same time, I was so optimistic because, again, we always see Glenn in these crazy situations. So the whole time I'm sitting up, I'm like, yo, how's Glenn going to get out of this one? Like, he had to find something. He's going to find a fire escape that they could probably try to jump to. You know what I mean? Maybe climb across the fence, even though it had barbed wire, but like find a way to do it. You know what I mean? And then once they cut to that scene again where Nicholas just kind of like blanked out, I knew it wasn't anything good, man. Like,
I said the same thing. Like, I was just like, look, at the end of the day, Glenn is going to make it out of this shit.
Yeah.
Glenn is going to make it out of this shit. But I also said to myself, you know what? If he does make it out of it, is it going to make the show less realistic?
Yeah.
Is it going to make it corny? You know, if he makes, like, I said to myself, look, man, take Nick.
Yeah. Oh,
make it a situation where Glenn doesn't make it out smooth, but at least Nick dies in the process and then Glenn makes it out.
Yeah.
But man, the way it happens, so eventually they stand on top of the dumpster, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're like, we got to just stand here. The walkers are trying to grab at their ankles, grab at their feet. And Nicholas just, he just like goes into this trance where.
That's so selfish.
He realizes like, yo, not only are we not going to make it out of this, but he just realizes like, man, this is not, I'm not built for this. Yeah. I'm not cut out for this. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't even so much being selfish.
Because I think Glenn is built for that shit. Glenn is built for it, and he's
grown.
Yeah.
Oh, man, his character from just being Glenn from season one,
his character,
he's always been witty.
Yep.
And he's always been fast.
That's what I was thinking. Like, yo, he's going to find
a lot
way,
of things have
man.
Changed him. Love, family. Glenn has had nobody.
Yeah.
Now he's got a family. He's in love. He's quote unquote married. I'm doing air quotes like Sebo says in his show. shout out to Sheep to Sebo for the Love of the Game podcast.
Word. Shout out to you, bro.
But, you know, he's always been, you know, built for it, but it took certain things to bring it out of him.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, man, he's got to stay alive. And the sad thing is, you know, when Nicholas killed himself, he goes into a trance, and he just realizes at the end of the day, he's not built for this shit. And I know that's what it is. It's not about being selfish, and it's not necessarily about taking the easy way out. The easy way out is if you're depressed and you don't want to go through depression.
Yeah.
It's not, listen, I am not built for this fucking life. If I try to stay alive, I'm going to get eaten.
Yeah.
He said to himself, this is not me.
Yeah,
I can't. And I deserve to die.
He really does.
I deserve.
Well, excuse me, did.
Like,
yeah.
Nah, like, I deserve. He was, I'm sure these are all things that were going through his mind. Like, yo, I deserve to fucking die, and I'm not built for this.
One thing that I thought was crazy was, remember the part when he was walking through and they saw that one walker that just was on the floor? He's like, yo, I want to kill him because that was one of my mans and I left him behind. So think about it. He's trying to survive and he has all this
guilt
eating him up inside.
He has so much guilt because it's like, it's not only him. He knows he left a lot of his group behind. He knows he got Noah killed. He knows he tried to kill Glenn. He knows Glenn has a family, a wife.
Yep.
And he knows Glenn is riding for him.
Exactly.
And not saying anything. And Nicholas is just like, wow, I really, like, not only do I not deserve to live, but the reason I've lived is because I'm a coward.
Yeah.
The reason I've lived to this point is because I'm a coward. Glenn is trying to prevent me from being a coward. And unfortunately, that's all I could be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's all I could be. And you know what? I'm going to take another cowardly way out. And I'm going to off myself. Yeah. So he put the gun to his head. He pulled the trigger. Glenn was like, yo, don't do it.
Yeah.
He shot himself. Brain matter spray all over Glenn's face. Glenn tried to grab Nicholas.
Yep.
I said to myself over and over, how the fuck did Nicholas grab Glenn and pull him down?
Yeah.
It's not that he did that.
It was Nick.
Glenn
reaching out.
Glenn was trying to hold Nicholas, and I feel like, Glenn, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just human reflex, like, oh no, he reached out and grabbed Nicholas, but that's dead weight.
Yeah.
That's dead body weight. If you've ever tried to lift somebody who's been knocked out or just a sleeping person or just that's a weight that you can't, it's incomparable to anything. I don't care if you bench press, that shit is uncomparable to anything. Yeah. And this nigga was just dead weight falling.
Yeah.
And Glenn just had no, like, he couldn't hold his balance and he fell. That shows
his character too, man.
It fell, it shows his character, but they fell right in between hundreds of walkers.
Yo, and that scene was so dramatic, as soon as
he fell, man, you just see walkers just chowing down. You see blood splattering. You see guts coming out. And you see Glenn yelling, screaming, crying. And then he just passes out slowly. And here's the thing. Here's when we bring some predictions in.
Do we want to go into what I said?
We got to go into predictions. I got two predictions, and they might be the same.
Yeah,
you can start with yours.
Well, all right. So we're watching this, Shayna and I, and we're just at a loss for words. And then she taps me, and she goes, "Remember when they were trying to run through the town full of walkers, and they covered themselves in the blood and the guts?" And I'm like, "Yeah, right." And There's another thing that could defunct this right after I say this. But it's like, all right, maybe with the fact that Nicholas fell on top of him, they're eating up Nicholas, and Glenn somehow is able to survive. And maybe they're ignoring Glenn because of all the blood and guts that are on him. But when they were running through the town, it was walker blood and guts that was on them. So they weren't attracted to that. This is flesh. I mean, like, fresh, excuse me, not flesh. But yeah, fresh flesh.
Fresh flesh.
Yeah, fresh flesh. Wow, name an episode. it was fresh flesh and guts and blood. So they're probably still attracted to it. And like, they're going to be like, oh shit, there's somebody else down there and going to eat the fuck out of Glenn too. That's just something, again, we don't know. You know what I mean? We're being hopeful, but at the same time, unrealistic. You know what I mean? So that was Shayna's prediction. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. That's a crazy idea. Just might work.
So is that the only prediction?
That's only, as far as for Glenn, that's the only prediction.
So I have a couple, and they're pretty much the same.
Let off.
They're pretty much the same.
Pause.
So, yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry.
So they're pretty much the same. One was going to be that maybe they were eating Nicholas. They weren't eating Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for that to have been the case.
Yeah.
Because when you see Glenn's face, he's yelling and he's screaming, but he doesn't quite have the characteristic of a person that's being eaten.
Yeah.
He's yelling, he's more concerned. But what made it very emotional for me is how concerned he was. Like, he was crying pretty much, like in agony, but not physical agony, more just like he knew it was over, mm-hmm. pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
And we've seen people get eaten by walkers and they fucking scream like nobody's business, and it's realistic. So I said to myself, you know what? Maybe it wasn't him that got eaten, because we do not see clear evidence that he's being
eaten.
And we see his face, but we know Nicholas fell on top of him. So I'm hoping the walkers are eating Nicholas. That's one. I agree with Shayna's prediction that possibly him being covered in blood is going to make him safe, but I don't necessarily think it's Nicholas's blood that's going to save him. I think the walkers eating Nicholas, those walkers just rubbing up against Glenn, I think possibly it doesn't necessarily have to be Nicholas's blood. It could just be that he's around so many walkers that he just adapts that smell, because there's blood and because it's some of Nicholas's blood, and because the walkers are just there and, you know, they're not necessarily eating him, but maybe it's just that he gets camouflage and all of that stench and Nicholas's blood included, and they don't smell him as food, and he wakes up in between all of those walkers and he's just alive.
Yeah.
And he realizes that the walkers aren't trying to eat him, and he gets up and kind of stumbles his way out as a walker.
That's what I'm hoping, man.
I'm hoping for that. My other prediction is sort of the same thing. They ate Nicholas, and while they were eating Nicholas, they were so greedy with Nicholas that he realized, like, oh shit, they're not eating me, and he like kind of slid and backed up underneath the dumpster.
They're right there by the dumpster,
but they don't crawl. They don't get down and start crawling. Like, I can see them reaching, but he may not be at reach underneath the dumpster. Yeah. I don't know. I don't quite lean towards that prediction as much as the prediction of he gets covered by Nicholas's guts and partially Walker guts, maybe, and they just leave him alone. But I think there's a couple possibilities. The last possibility, unfortunately, is he was eaten.
Yeah, and we see him again as a walker.
Here's what,
and it's going to be hard for them to kill him.
And here's what we, and it was so hard. Mm-hmm. And here's where we, here's why we have that prediction, because we watched The Talking Dead, both of us. Yeah. I watched the first 20 minutes of it. I don't know how much Saya watched.
That was the most important. I watched the whole thing, but.
So they did the farewell. They did the farewell part with the with everyone that we lost from the episode. Mm-hmm. And they show every walker from the beginning. They show every person from Alexandria, the girl that snapped her ankle, the dude that got bit in the back of the neck, all of the walkers, random and not random. And at the end, they show Nick shooting himself. He was the last tribute.
They don't show Glenn.
They did not show Glenn being eaten. So that leads all of us, the Walking Dead fans, to believe that Glenn is not dead.
Yep.
Because why would they not give him a farewell? Mm-hmm. We all know this is going to be the most impactful farewell if it's true.
Yeah.
But why would they not do it? If it was supposed to be clear that he got eaten, why did the Talking Dead not give him a tribute? Yep. And when they came back from their commercial break, the dude said, listen, we know a lot of people are commenting that Glenn was not shown in this farewell, and we have a message from the writers.
Yeah.
And the writers said, look, at some point or another, we're going to see Glenn again.
They said it might, but they also said it might be in a flashback.
It said it might be a flashback. It might be a present, or it might be in the future. Mm-hmm. But it's going to tie the story together. Yep. So it can be that Glenn is dead, and we're going to get a flashback of Glenn to try to keep him alive in the show. Mm-hmm. We'll get some flashbacks, but he's actually dead. Or it might be that he's alive, praying that he's alive.
I hope so.
Or it can also be that he's dead, and we're going to see him currently in the show as a walker, which is going to be one of the hardest things for me to see.
I think it's going to be hard for everybody. That's just like, I don't remember her name, but remember she came out of the barn, the little girl?
The little girl. I was thinking of her the whole time.
Yeah, like, it was hard. Like, everybody knew that she had to die, but it was hard.
She's a little girl,
Glenn,
man,
is going to be even harder die, because he's been a part. It's crazy how we become attached to these characters, because Glenn has been there since the first season. And many people die throughout this whole series. There's always been Rick. There's always been Glenn. You know what I mean? So on and so forth. So we grew attached to these people. So we don't want to see them go, which makes me think that this may be the last season, or next season is just going to be like, all right, yo, that's it. Everybody's on their way out. You know what I mean?
I got something interesting to bring up.
Go ahead, sir.
Just talking about original characters of The Walking Dead. A lot of people feel a lot of passion for Daryl.
Yes.
A lot of passion. Oh. No, well, I'm not going to say that he's going to die, but I do want to ask the question. I hate to do this, but between Glenn and Daryl, who would they rather allow go? I feel like Daryl is the favorite. I don't think they want Daryl to go, man.
Yeah, Daryl.
No matter what, it's harder to see Glenn go because Glenn is very pure.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to see Daryl go, man. I feel like the show can go on without Glenn, with Daryl.
But without Daryl there,
without Daryl, I honestly feel like the ratings of the show would go down.
I don't want to say all that. It's just
Daryl is Daryl, man. You know, he makes The Walking Dead.
You know,
man.
The one thing,
when you see these memes on Instagram and you see these memes on Twitter, half of them, 80% of them are Daryl or Rick.
But now here's one thing that you want to think about too. That's going to be difficult again. If Daryl goes out, you ever realize whenever decisions are being made, who does Rick really talk with?
Daryl.
It's Daryl.
Now it's Carol.
Yeah, it's Carol. But I mean, that's right now. But
it's before, any type of Arrow.
Before.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Any type of Arrow gets the conference.
I mean, but that just started. Beforehand, it was always, and even now, he still speaks with Daryl. They don't agree.
No. But they most still of
the
consult. Time,
but they still, exactly, they still speak with one another. And I think the respect is there. So it makes me wonder, like, all right, if Daryl goes out, who is Rick going to be able to talk to? Like, sure, he's still going to have Carol, but they don't have the same relationship that him and Daryl have.
I just think Daryl can't die, bro.
I honestly feel like
viewers would rather Rick die than Daryl. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that the show would be the same.
As of right now, since Rick is wilding, maybe.
But I'm not even saying that the show would be the same. I just feel like Daryl is the character that's favorite.
It's a fan favorite.
It's a fan favorite. It's not Rick. Like, Daryl is the fan favorite in general. Mm-hmm. No questions asked.
We've seen him grow. We've seen everybody grow.
We saw him grow.
Like,
we saw him go from a racist, you know, I'm by myself.
Yeah, it's all for himself. He only cared about him and his brother.
Anyway, man, I just wanted to throw in that Daryl comment. Tough. But nobody wanted to see Glenn go the way he went. I don't think he's gone, but let's move on to the Rick situation because that was the other main part of the show. So what even happened with Rick? Rick was looking for transportation to get to Alexandria quicker.
He went to, I think the whole point was that he was trying to get to that RV.
Yeah.
Because he knew where the keys were. He was going to start it off and go. But do you want to talk about before we get there when he met up with the walkers with his hand?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? If y'all saw it and if you paid attention, like, we don't see exactly where he cuts himself because remember the walker had the knife in his shoulder or something like that already. He takes the knife out and it seems like it's right around there where he cuts himself.
It looked like, so we don't even know.
And again,
it's really weird. Yeah. I was just getting ready to say that. It's really weird because we don't know if he cut himself or he might've got bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like Rick being a person he is, if he knows he got bit, he's automatically thinking, I got to cut my hand off. He's thinking that automatically.
I think he would have did that early.
But nope. But you know what? You can't. I don't know if he could have did that by himself. Okay, I think feels like he could have waited to get back to the town to say, listen, I need my hand cut off.
That's maybe why he was
but
rushing.
But he can't do it. Right. He was rushing. I don't have time. I got to get back to the town because we got to figure this out. I don't think he could cut his own hand off. It's just one of those things. You psych yourself out. But we don't know if he got bit or he cut himself. And the weird thing is, we see him kill a walker with the knife that he pulled out of the other walker's shoulder. And he breaks the knife off in his hand. But I got to go watch the episode again because I don't know if it was his right hand or his left hand.
Yeah.
I know his left hand is the one that's injured.
Yeah.
I thought he tried to kill the walker and the knife broke off in his right hand. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that specific. Another thing that was crazy, and they brought it up, I think, during the Talking Dead, is like if they mix blood, like if he mixes his blood with the walker blood,
I think it's automatically infection.
Yeah, but then here's the thing. Everybody's already infected.
That's true.
So does it even matter? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, whether you die or not, you're turning.
Yeah, you're turning regardless.
Right.
So that means everybody's already infected. So with the fact that he cut his hand and it was a knife, again, we don't even know if it was from the knife, but just playing devil's advocate, if it was from the knife that was in the walker and the blood mixes, and think about it, he killed like two other walkers after that.
Yeah.
With a knife. So that means the blood from the walker got into the hand.
Yeah.
Does that mean that he's going to get sick? Does that mean he's going to die? And they pointed out in the comic, when the blood mixes, something weird happens, but they didn't say what it is that happens.
That's kind of odd because I don't know. I really don't know. It's a crazy thing to think about. I really don't know what to think about when it comes to that, because it is true. Everybody is infected, but you don't turn unless you die.
Exactly.
I'm sure a lot of people have come in contact with walkers and their blood has mixed.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened. This is
the first time that we're really kind of like seeing it. Like, people could have cuts and bandages and so on and so forth. Kill walkers have blood all over them and we don't think nothing of it. Now that Rick has
it's blatant.
It's an open cut. He's sitting there trying to stop the bleeding, but then you see the blood all over him. You got to think like, yo, wait a minute, bro. You got all this blood all over you too. Like, you got to be careful mixing.
I'm more so worried about, did he cut himself or did he get bit? Because now it's just a mystery because we don't know exactly what happened to his hand. If y'all watch the episode and y'all have any idea, leave us a comment on SoundCloud. Send us an email or comment us on Twitter at TOS podcast_SO. But I don't know what happened to his hand. If y'all know, let me know. But we're just kind of confused about that. So he gets to the RV. He drives, but so far.
Yeah.
Why does he stop?
I was just about to say that because they show him driving off. I actually forgot about that. He drives off.
And he stops.
And again, he stops to like talk to everybody. But nigga, you could have did that while you was driving.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember why he stopped.
And so obviously it's not like the car broke down, right? I mean, the RV broke down right there. He stopped the car, turned it off, and then goes to turn it back on and it won't start.
Well, he tried to turn it back on after everything popped off.
Let's talk about
how it popped off. So he's by himself and he's driving this RV and I really don't remember why he stopped. It might be just slipping my mind, but he was talking to Daryl and he was talking to Abraham and the crew about, you know, where they were at and how everything was going. And, you know, he's talking to Daryl and he's telling him, listen, we're doing this for the group. We're not doing this. Yeah, it's not. You can't be selfish. And that's when Daryl turned around and he said, yeah, you know what? I got to stick with the team. But anyway, while he was stopped, one of the wolf that took the gun from Alexandria that Morgan let get away, he ran up in that RV and started letting off on Rick. And Rick just he was just lucky that the dude didn't have no aim. And he got into a huge scuffle with those two wolves. And luckily, Rick got the better of them, ended up clapping both of them. And he realized that there were more wolves walking up on the RV.
He went straight Scarface on
him. He went OD Scarface on him. And here's the thing. That wolf, the original wolf that got on the RV and started letting off on Rick, automatically, what did I say? The Walking Dead fans started to say, here come the walkers. Yep. Because as soon as you hear gunshots, that's a loud enough noise to attract walkers. When Rick picked up that AR and started letting off.
Lost his mind.
I said to myself, all right, if the walkers weren't coming.
They're coming now.
They're there.
Yeah.
And before you knew it, here they come. A fucking mass amount of these walkers. And Daryl the whole time was trying to call Rick. And this is the weird thing. We didn't really notice Daryl fully turn around and decide to go back
until the end.
Until Rick wasn't answering.
But now, was he already on his way back?
He might have already been on his way back.
That we don't know.
He might have, but Daryl kind of said, fuck it. Because Rick wasn't answering, and Daryl might have said to himself, it might be too late.
We got to just continue.
Right. I can't go try to help Rick. The nigga's not even answering me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, you know, I got to snap out of this shit and do what's right for everybody, especially who's alive. So Rick wasn't answering, but mad walkers started coming out of the woodworks. Like, literally, no pun intended. They started coming out of the fucking trees, walking up on this RV. You know what I mean? They started walking up on the RV and Rick really got scared. He really I won't lie.
Him. This is the first time I really see him.
You haven't
panic.
Seen him, and you haven't seen him in a while get really shook. Yeah. Like he was like, "Oh fucking no!" Mm-hmm. Like he was like, "Come on, man!" Like he's trying to start the RV. The shit wouldn't start. He just like you see him almost like halfway say like basically say to himself like, "This is it. Yeah. I can't believe it." And you know that's how the episode ends, man. Like. Walker's just literally walking up to the RV. Now for Rick, that situation is different. He could, if he's Speedy Gonzalez, he can quickly get out of that RV and just start footing it, like running.
I mean, he was doing it. He already, was doing that but anyway. Now you also got it. And again, it's just a right, like a small injury, but he's injured. And we also don't know if he took any kind of injury while fighting those two wolves as well. Yeah, now, they were banging around. Now, they was fighting. You know what I mean? They was fighting. So. That's another thing we got to think about. So maybe he doesn't have it in him to sit there and run.
Yeah.
Because also remember, he's been running this whole time.
He has.
You know what I mean?
And realistically, I'd have got 400 yards and passed out.
I would have said, hey, it's over.
No, I'd have got 400 yards and passed the fuck out. Hey, so
you better than me.
But it is The Walking Dead. It is Rick. He is about this life. So I'm thinking realistically what's going to happen is he's going to start the RV and pull off. I think if that doesn't happen, he's gonna have to bust out of the other side of the RV and start running.
But now, again, which makes me wonder if it's the end of this whole series, is we're now starting to see people are vulnerable. Like Rick is now like we never see like we haven't seen Rick panic in a long time.
Nah.
Now he's panicking. We see Daryl breaking down. We saw Carol last episode crying.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's a really good point.
Glenn, we don't know.
Glenn is Glenn. He's dead or he's alive.
Glenn is dead or he's alive. We don't know that.
We see what's happening with Michonne.
We're seeing everybody break down.
That's a very good point.
You know what I mean? And it's just, it's.
It's a very good point.
We have to see, man.
I know I'm breaking down. I know I'm breaking down too. You know, this episode actually went a length that we didn't think it was going to go.
Yeah, it did.
Listen, if y'all are fans of The Walking Dead, leave us a comment. Leave us, you know, send us an email at officiallystreet@gmail.com. Go to officiallystreet.com. Leave us a comment underneath the podcast episode. Interact with us, man. Let us know what you thought about the episode. Let us know your predictions. How do you feel about Glenn? Getting killed off of the show or potentially getting killed off of the show. How you feel about Rick damn near getting ready to get killed off of the show? You know, what do you think about
What
are your thoughts about Morgan and the emotional breakdown of the characters of Michonne and Daryl and everybody? Yeah. What do we know about this JSS chick?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let us know.
Y'all could get to us live, man. I mean, we respond fast between Jay and I. You can get us on Twitter as well, TOS_SO. We also have the Facebook page as well. We're Officially Street. So we'll interact, man. Like, let us know what y'all think, man, because we're all trying to figure it out, you know?
All right, man. That's another episode of the Officially Street podcast. We thank everybody for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see y'all next week.
We out.